record? Are we on?
We're on.
Okay, hello.
Hi.
We tried this before and it didn't take.
Yeah, it was just as well because I was having a coughing fit when we were trying to record.
That's true.
It was yesterday morning. It's now Sunday evening, chapter 6. What have we done? A lot of things.
We got up this morning and we had breakfast at...
We should do yesterday because we haven't done yesterday.
Oh, right. Yesterday. Yesterday, well, we recorded over breakfast yesterday morning. That we had at
Duff's.
At Duff's, it was really good.
It was really good, yeah.
You had an excellent chicken and gravy.
Duff's is an old place. It was one of the first places to sort of spark off the revival of the Central West End here in St. Louis, and so it's been there for over 30 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And it started off as sort of a hippie literary bar kind of thing with food, and then it gradually grew to a restaurant. And it's just a real diverse crowd. We get there.
I thought we had the best waitress because
she's great.
She was great. She was, you know, she was asking us about our iPhones because, of course, we're online and ordering and stuff. And because she says she's been wanting to get an iPhone, she just didn't know if we had the newest ones, blah, blah, blah. You know, we're talking tech, which is kind of cool. And then she looked
at... You scared her off with talking about jailbreaking the phone, though.
I think I
did. That was too technical for
her. It was a little too much. Yeah. And but she saw we had a plate of fruit in between us. And she looks at Jim, she goes, "You gonna eat your fruit?" or it was rather, it was more commanding.
Yeah, eat
your fruit.
Yeah. Well, I was saving
ma'am.
It for the end.
Yes, ma'am. It was really cute. So after that, what did we do? We drove around old neighborhoods and stuff. And then we went back to the hotel for a wee bit.
Yeah.
And rested up.
Yep. And then we had dinner with my brothers.
Then we had dinners at Maggiano's, right?
Maggiano's was pretty good.
That was very nice. And we saw your sister-in-law's new car. She got a Toyota Prius.
Mm-hmm.
And then this morning we had brunch at the Three Monkeys.
Yeah, I discovered this place. Well, I didn't discover it, but I did my usual research, and I was trying to find a place in sort of my old neighborhood, South Grand Tower Grove area. And there's this new place. It was really good. They had really quite a buffet spread.
Quite a spread. I mean, we ate this morning at around 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and we're still full. I'm full still.
Three Monkeys on Morgan Ford and Juniata for those St. Louis people.
Uh-huh.
And it's they had like the usual breakfast buffet kind of stuff.
Of waffles and scrambled eggs.
And they had, I think, an omelet station.
Omelet station, yes.
Yeah, but then they also had things like chicken wings and
eggplant
chilled
parmesan.
Shrimp. And eggplant parmesan.
All sorts of food.
And
it was just, you know,
and lots of fruit and pastries and things. Mm-hmm. It was really, really nice.
And they had the best oatmeal and raisin cookies. Now, it must be noted that I detest raisins. Absolutely cannot stand raisins. But in these cookies, they were perfect. I mean, it was just the perfect item to help these cookies. They had a lot of flavor, a lot of cinnamon. They were chewy. And so I told the waitress that was serving us, I said, you know, these are the best oatmeal cookies I've ever had. And she goes, oh, I'm glad you like them. She says, you should try them. You should take a couple home and put them in the microwave. And I said, oh, I bet that is good. And then lo and behold, like maybe 30 minutes after.
When we paid our check. We
paid our check. And she brought me a little container.
A little styrofoam
box of cookies in it.
She says,
for you to microwave.
Yeah.
And I thought it was so sweet of her. So big shout out to those guys. If you live in St. Louis and are looking for a good brunch, definitely check them out.
Three Monkeys. And also we learned a valuable lesson there, which is if you talk to people, maybe they'll give you stuff.
Maybe they'll give you free stuff. Yes, that's my thing. Because if I hadn't mentioned to the waitress how much I enjoyed the cookies, she might not have given me free cookies to take home. So there you go. Talk to people. Tell them what you like. You might get free stuff.
Yeah. So we just finished going up in the Gateway Arch.
Yes.
So we saw the little video, the movie about how it was made, which was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just astounded by those men who could build it, you know, just be up 630 feet up in the air, just working, you know, building the thing.
Yeah, nonstop it seems. And we got my dad's an engineer, was an engineer. And so he's been at the tower before, and he was absolutely captivated by the documentary and how they did it. So Jim and I bought my dad a couple of little... early Christmas presents Christmas presents.
Yeah, it's a surprise, so don't tell them.
So we won't tell you what it is. And what else? So we went up the tower and we've been
arch.
Back down the arch.
Towers go up one way. The arch goes up one and then down the other way.
Well, then we didn't go up one way and down the other.
No, but the arch does. It
oh yeah.
It's the way
yeah,
it's
yeah.
constructed. It's
anyway,
like...
listen to him.
Yeah.
So
I'm a smart ass.
We're sitting here. We just got finished doing all of that, and now we're back outside, sitting on some steps, looking at the Mississippi River.